This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, all right, guys. Oh, my gosh. What a cluster. What a cluster. You know, I'm just trying to go through medical headlines, and I'm trying to keep up to date on the medal count with the Olympics. And all I'm getting with the headlines is emails on, Hillary and Favors and Clinton Foundation. We got climbers that are suction cupping up Trump Tower. We have, I guess, Obama, now the founder of ISIS. And, you know, usually I like to lead in, but I had to recruit some help. And so very thankfully, I have a phenomenal colleague of mine, KABC's Afternoon Drive host and CNN political commentator, John Phillips. John, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Now, since I'm here on your medical advice show, you're going to look at that rash, right?
Yes. Yeah. Please, but you know, just zip up temporarily so we can get through all this mumbo jumbo. I'm trying to watch the Olympics, and all of a sudden, in the middle of all that, somebody is suction up Trump to meet him. Please tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, well, first of all, it took him longer to climb the building than it took them to build the building. Was unfortunate. He's a nut. Apparently, he posted a video on YouTube saying that he had something very important to speak with Trump about, and he figured by climbing the building. The funny part is, the guy's actually from Virginia. He traveled to New York to climb the building to meet with Trump. Trump was actually campaigning in Virginia on the day that he climbed the building.
Yeah, I know. You know, this is what blows my mind. I can't tell you how many opportunities I had to meet Trump, to actually, you know, get a photo op and face-to-face. You know, all these candidates are very easy to, you know, take pictures with and meet until they get to the point when they run for president or they get to that level. Then, nothing. So, do you have a picture with you and Trump?
I don't. I figured if I ever got close, I'd be removed with me.
I know. Well, I see you giving him a wet willy. I just see that.
Yeah, I don't have pictures with many politicians. That's strange. Like C-list celebrities, I've got a million, but yeah. Politicians, for whatever reason, I don't have a catalog of those.
Now, I don't blame you, honestly. Although, if you had some emails from Hillary, you'd be rich.
That's right. Boy, that's just a gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Oh, I know. Okay, so what's the latest now? So looks like her staffers were telling her she better give attention to this person here, because they donate a lot of money. And please guide us through this.
Yeah, well, that was yesterday. And, of course, the gold standard for how the Clintons conduct business is the Mark Rich pardon. But today, the story is that the FBI recommended that the Department of Justice open up an investigation in the Clinton Foundation, and the Department of Justice killed it.
Surprise.
They wouldn't do it against the wishes of the FBI. So everyone was so happy within the administration that they didn't recommend filing charges on the private server. But now that they recommended opening up an investigation, we'll see how fast they turn on the FBI.
Right. That was a very interesting piece. I saw that. In fact, I didn't see it on American headlines. If you try to Google right now, you just hit election news or whatever, there is absolutely nothing on this. But when you go to like Daily Mail or some of the European sites, they are all over that. And when they said that you know, the Department of Justice was like, nah, we don't need to investigate the Clinton Foundation. Really?
Right. Well, this is one where if Trump could focus for more than 2 minutes on this subject, he can really hit her hard, because this is her Achilles heel. Exactly. People do not think she's an honest person. They don't trust her. And the more that you can add on, the more that you can pile on with legit info. So this isn't some,
right,
you know, word on the street. I mean, this is coming from a CNN investigation, and it's coming from sources within the government that, by the way, political operatives that were appointed by Democrats. If he could focus for 2 minutes on that, he could really do damage to her poll numbers. But he's interested in saying that Obama's the founding member of ISIS instead. And, you know, who knows what he'll be doing tomorrow, picking a fight with Elmo or something. But I mean, he really just has to have a laser focus on this if he expects to score any points, because otherwise no one's going to pay attention to anything.
Yeah, I'd like to know who is, I mean, I know who his chief of staff is, but I'd like to know who is his political advisor, if he's even taking any advice, because, you know,
his political advisor.
Yeah, I mean, nobody likes Obama. It doesn't make any sense for him to sit there and rip on Obama. And, I mean, like, what are we going to do? Impeach him at this point? If I mean, you know, sitting there attacking Obama is a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. I agree with you, you know?
It makes no sense. And, you know, I was an early backer because, look, I mean, I'm the type of Republican that wants the border secure. I want someone that's going to back up the cops. I don't want the unions writing the budget. And the party in recent elections has drifted too closely to the evangelical side of the aisle. Mm-hmm. And Trump ran as kind of that secular candidate that wasn't going to spend a lot of time talking about the social issues, was just going to focus on law and order and the nuts and bolts of government. And I'm like, finally, we have someone that's doing that. And if he just sells those programs and just stays on point, I really do think this is an election cycle that the public would be open to electing an outsider. But he's just has this ability to self-sabotage, or this penchant for self-sabotage, to the point to where he's going to lose this election against a very beatable candidate unless he gets his act together fast.
Exactly. I mean, that's the concern. Even if, let's say, he can sneak past in the polls to where he is actually beating her on election day, I don't know, with all the corruptness and everything going on, if he's going to beat her anyway. And, I mean, he needs to have a huge, huge lead. And I just see this as a joke. It's a complete cluster. But, you know, at least, you know, somebody, you know what, I'm actually proud of the guy with the suction cups, because, you know, maybe he would have been able to knock some sense into him.
Yeah, no kidding. Someone needs to.
Well, John, thank you for joining us, everybody. John, by the way, how can people find you, John?
People can get me on Twitter at JohnnyDon'tLike, and I just want to state for the record that I love Dr. Dahlia, and I love Las Vegas.
Ooh, thank you. Well, that's why you got a rash. Okay. Don't love us too much.
Vegas.
I love you too, John. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Take care.
Good.
All right, guys. Don't go away. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
I'm like really hoarse. I didn't realize when you teach, you have to talk. And so I've been losing my voice because I've been screaming at the students. I'm an assistant professor at the Toro University of Nevada, and I love these students. You know, but, you know, I'm teaching them ways to talk to patients, et cetera. You know, like you never want to really turn your back on a patient to type in the chart or write in the chart. You know, and I'm telling them, you know, don't show your tushies. You know, no tushies. So I'm screaming at these kids when they're taking a history. Stop, no tushies. I don't want to see anybody's tushies. You know, and after a while when you say, oh, Lord have mercy, you get hoarse. So I gotta get my voice back. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to the whole crew, including Tom at GCN, who don't sit on their tushies, but they actually do a lot of work, and I'm really, really proud of them. Thank you. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we've got two interesting stories to talk about. This one, we're going to start with, I really, really like, okay? Apparently, okay, there's a study saying if you brush your teeth regularly, it can help prevent bowel cancer. So we have the mouth on one end of the body, And then on the completely opposite end of the body, I mean, we're talking feet away, right? We got the tushy or bowel. How are these related? And this is really, really cool. Here to make heads or tails of this is our microbiology and immunology frequent guest and expert on the Dr. Delia Show, Karen Deuce, associate professor at Troy University of Nevada. Hi, Dr. Deuce. How you doing, sweetie?
Good. How are you, Dahlia?
Ah, good, good. I mean, I am so glad I brushed my teeth this morning because the last thing I want is colon cancer. Can you walk everybody through what the heck they're trying to say here?
Yeah, so there's this really interesting little bug called Fusobacterium. It's another one of these long rod things, and it's anaerobic, so that means it doesn't like living in the air. Okay, so oxygen is basically poison to this little guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it lives in the crevices between your tooth, under your gum. You know where the dentist goes in with that nasty little hook thing? And like,
oh, I hate that.
Oh, God,
and the scraping sound.
So in that little pocket, there isn't much oxygen. And these guys and a lot of their friends and neighbors basically live down there. Well, because they're anaerobic and they don't like air, they also really like living in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the link between the cancer is that the bug moves from where it likes to live in your gingival area in those little pockets under your teeth, and then, you know, if it ends up, you know, down the going through the GI tract, or it can actually go through the bloodstream, right? Because, you know, when the dentist goes with that little hook, or when you're like, using floss, or when you're brushing your teeth a little bit too hard and you get a little blood, you know, where the blood is, a bug can go. So it can actually go through the circulation and also end up in the gut.
Mm-hmm. And well, we're talking to Dr.
It's like, oh, okay, well, this works. I'll live here, too.
Yeah, I hate that. We're talking to Dr. Karen Deuce, associate professor of basic sciences and microbiology and immunology at Troy University, Nevada. What's so scary about this sucker, though, is not only can it cause gum disease and this fusobacterium can cause, you know, gum inflammation, but they're saying when it does get to the gut and you have a little benign polyp, which many of us have in our colon, it could turn it cancerous or accelerate the cancer? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so they really, I don't think they really understand what's going on yet. They just know that there seems to be a link, okay? And they suspected this link for a while. Some early studies, like in the early 2013, 2012, basically made researchers suspicious. They noticed that they did a study. This was in, I can't remember. Was it the National Cancer Institute? A group there did a study where they actually looked at a bunch of colorectal cancer patients, and then they had, like, you know, a whole bunch of cancer-free control subjects, and they saw that one of the things that they could link as associated with the cancer and not associated with the normal controls was this little bug. So it's been kind of on the radar for a while. And so I think what this group did was say, okay, this is on the radar. What could be happening? And so they did some tests with mice and found that when they gave the mice cancer and then they gave them the bugs in the gut actually helped the cancer grow better.
Mm-hmm,
so that's the link. But
yeah,
it's doing that, we really don't know. All we know is they seem to, like, glom onto those little polyps.
Mm-hmm.
And so the interaction must help the polyps grow. I mean, that seems to be kind of intuitive, but as to how the bug is doing it, we really don't know at this point.
And, you know, one of my listeners texted me or emailed me on, you know, they're confused with this whole bacteria in the gut thing. Some bacteria is vital to be in the gut and vital for your health. And then you now they're being told, well, there's a type of bacteria that could unfortunately be, you know, bad for you and can cause accelerated cancer. I don't know how to answer that either. I have no idea, you know, how scientists decide which bacteria is good and which isn't, because now that they're talking about, well, maybe we could, you know, target treatments for colon cancer prevention targeting bacteria, but if the bacteria in the gut is good, you know, they're going to have to come up with very specific treatments just to find the bad guys.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, they're amongst the many, many species, some of whom we haven't really even identified yet, that live in the gut. Obviously, some are good and some are bad. And, you know, this is a fairly new area of research. I mean, who knew, right, that our gut microbes were doing all this stuff? So now that we know that there's stuff going on with these guys, now we're going to start teasing things out. Yeah, and so then we'll have to have probably some fairly specific treatments. And it could be that, you know, when you go in for your annual exam every year, they'll do a little, you know, stool check to see what you got in there at some point and say, ooh, okay, you've got these two, so we got to do some targeted treatments to get rid of those.
Oh, that would
and
be good, yeah.
The
problem is, I mean, I poop every, like, 5 days, so I don't think I'll be able to do that on demand. The peeing is easy. I mean, I already can get two, you know, samples just sitting in the waiting room, but the poop, that's a tough one. I got a question for you. So, you know, we talk about aerobic and anaerobic bacteria, where the aerobic requires oxygen and the anaerobic doesn't. It's very fascinating with this fusiform or fusiform bacteria, how it'll start out in an aerobic environment, but it thrives in an anaerobic. I know there's a term for those that live in both. Do you think this is one of those where it can live in either situation or environment?
I don't think it actually is. It is pretty aero-intolerant, but it doesn't. The air doesn't actually kill it. So there are some anaerobes that if they are exposed to any oxygen at all, boy, that's it. They're done.
Yeah.
The fusobacterium are a little more tolerant. I don't think they do well. I mean, I don't think they really grow much in the presence of air. They don't start growing until they're in a nice airless or oxygen.
Yeah, so maybe they're airless, there, they're colonized, and then once they could get back into the colon.
Right.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We're talking to Dr. Karen Deuce from Touro University, Nevada, our expert on microbiology and immunology. You brought to my attention the Vibrio infections on the rise. Now, keep in mind, most of my listeners are meat eaters, okay? I mean, if they see a shrimp on their plate, they're going to flick it across the room. But there may be a couple people that actually eat shellfish, so let's address this really quickly. What's going on with Vibrio?
So, well, the water temperatures are warming, right? Whether you believe it or, you know, if it's man-made or not, whether you believe that or not, you know, things are getting warmer, right?
I mean,
the last 2 weeks in Las Vegas tells us that.
Wow. Yep.
So, water temperatures are getting warmer, and Vibrio, which, you know, we talked a little bit about the flesh-eating one, right, in Rio a few weeks ago. There's other species that cause, you know, the really nasty diarrhea, cholera. Mm-hmm. And those bacteria, the whole Vibrio gang, apparently, are basically moving north. So they're finding Vibrio in places where they've never seen Vibrio before, like off the coast of Alaska.
Right.
I mean, Alaska? Come on.
Right.
So it sounds like we're going to have to be much, much more careful about eating shellfish. So the thing is that Vibrio live in the water, and the shellfish, the way they eat is they kind of filter the water that they're living in, right? So if you're an oyster, you're just constantly filtering through the water. And what happens is bacteria in the water end up in you.
Right.
And you eat some of them, but, you know, you don't eat all of them. They kind of hang out in your guts. And so if you are fond of the oyster bar, and you go in and you eat a half a dozen oysters on the half shell.
Oh, disgusting.
You may have just given yourself a really nasty dose of Vibrio.
Oh, man. So we got to cook our fish.
Would be a good idea. Cook our shellfish.
Yeah. Dr. Deuce, always a pleasure to have you on. You are just so, you make me look smart. I love it. Thank you.
Well, thanks. It's my pleasure, Dr. Talia. I'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Same here. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rebel up. All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hey, look, I'm a horse. I got to go with it. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Still loving the Olympics. You know how by that time, the end of the Olympics and all the track and field is done, you know, you start to get kind of, you know, bored and, you know, sick of it. And you're like, all right, I think we're done with the Olympics. I'm not. I am nowhere near done. We still got more swimming races. We haven't even touched track and field. I think there's even more women's gymnastics, right? Because we won the team gold, but I don't think we have the individual gold yet. So there's still a lot to do. But when I started to notice the pool color turn green, and I think many people did, I kept comparing the first pool. And I'm like, well, if everybody's in the first pool that's not turning green, aren't a bunch of people peeing in the pool? And won't that eventually turn green too? Well, we're being told now that the other pool is turning green also. So they say the Olympic water polo pool has started to turn green, just like the diving pool next door. They say during the women's synchronized 10-meter diving final on Tuesday, the water in the pool turned a shade of green. It's getting murkier and murkier. Actually, they saw as the event went on, but it was blue the day before. I really think people are peeing in the pool, honestly. I mean, and look at all the Olympians. Remember, was it Lochte that said that he peed in the pool 4 years ago? And when he said, look, we all do it, there might have been some people that go, really, I have been holding it in the whole time until after the match or after the heat. So, all right, then fine. And, I mean, imagine all those bladders. And they're hydrating a lot. I mean, I see how much fluid Michael Phelps takes in, which means he could probably turn it, I mean, he could probably turn the pool yellow easy just by him alone. So, we're being told conflicting things. On one end, we're being told that this is an algae overgrowth, okay, which blows my mind, okay, where all of a sudden that there's algae. Yet, according to Rio spokesman Mario Andrada, not Andretti, Andrada, he said mid-afternoon there was a sudden decrease in the alkalinity in the diving pool, and that's the main reason the color changed. So now they're saying that the alkalinity changed, and that's why the water changed color. Okay, well, here's my question then, my follow-up question to that. Okay, this is not the first Olympics ever. And I don't remember 2012 or 2008 there being issues with the divers and their alkalinity and the swimmers. I'm not sure why all of a sudden they have a problem. Now, another report came out saying that it is dye. That dye is seeping into the pool. You know, we see all these real cool green. By the way, I have to give Rio some credit here. I think this is one of the prettiest Olympics ever. I think all the colors that they're using and all the, and you know, the backdrop, I think it is very pretty and beautiful. So I have to give them credit for that, for making it look as pretty and vibrant with the vibrant colors, okay? But that being said, they're saying that there could be green dye. And if you take a look at one of the, you know, where the diving stand is, there is something green there going on. So, personally, I think somebody's peeing in the pool. Other people are saying it's algae. So, I don't know if the water is getting thick. I mean, usually with algae, there'll still be sediment and some thickness to it. But the fact that it's changing color like this, but now here's another problem we're having. Apparently, many of the athletes are saying that their eyes are burning, that there's so much chlorine in the pool because they're trying to fight the color issue that now they're burning their eyes. So, I mean, a cluster. Okay, I don't think Rio was prepared. You may have the prettiest Olympics ever, and I'm going to give that to you, but I think there was a lot of ill planning, and unfortunately, you had some natural disasters, but I don't know, seeing people just jump into that green pool. Somebody else said they think it's urination. Is it urination? They say the divers do not seem to be bothered by it. Okay, nobody is talking to us about that. According to Nathaniel Story, a microbiologist from the University of Reading, says there are two main possibilities for the green color. One is from algae and the other is copper. If the pools aren't adequately treated, then an algae bloom can form. Algae spores can be brought in by the wind and rain. Again, my problem with that is why one pool and not the other? Both pools are like right next to each other. So, we'll see, but it is kind of disgusting looking. Okay, one of you is sending me a picture right now. It looks like underneath the water, it is kind of cloudy. Okay, all right. They got a problem. They got a huge problem. But then again, urine could do that too. Have you ever looked at the toilet after you peed? Yeah, urine could do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of us wear bras, right? Okay? I don't particularly like my bra, but I'm so afraid that if I don't, I'm going to have more strain on my ligaments, keeping my breasts above the waist, and so I wear them. Now we're being told that bras could actually cause droopiness. So what the heck are we supposed to do? Apparently, women's health expert Dr. Priyanjali Pereira says bras, okay, can cause all sorts of problems. Muscle damage, headaches, even causing a serious condition. I have no idea how to go through life with these double D's without something harnessing them. Okay, then let's do this. Okay, we're going to ditch the bra. Then maybe give us bungee cords or netting. You know, I could do very well with fishnet. Fish, you could do so much with fishnet. Give me some fishnet, and I can make that work. They say there's a strong argument for women ditching the bra altogether because now there's convincing evidence that if you don't wear one, your breasts don't droop after all. 3 years ago, French University professor Jean-Denis Rion, who had monitored 300 women. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, Jean-Denis is monitoring women. All right, I'd like to, yeah, what, so is that another term for staring at your breasts? Really, is that the scientific term for it? Is that what they're calling it now? He monitored 300 women between the ages of 18 and 35. Notice there were no 80-year-olds in that sample size. He monitored them over 15 years, and he concluded that bras are a false necessity. Well, of course, because he can't see anything if they're wearing a bra. Okay, sorry. We need a completely objective study here. Yeah, really. Ladies, take off your bras. Yeah, you don't need them. Those avoiding bras developed more muscle tissue in their bust, which provided natural support, while the restrictive nature of bra fabric seemed to prevent such tissue from growing. See, here's my problem with that. Okay, I don't really know how many pounds each breast weighs, but let's just put it in kilos, and I'll say about 10 to 15 kilos each. Let's just do that. Okay, if I forced my muscles to work to the point that they would have to, compensate for all the weight that they're carrying, I would have pecs the size of Michael Phelps, okay? And then you wouldn't even see the breasts because I'd be so muscular. Can't do that. Can't. Okay? I mean, you know, I don't think I want any more muscle or any more above the waist sort of growth or enhancement. I would just like to, I'll just wear the bra. They said, after 70 years of indoctrination, society has come to see the natural, unethered female form as slovenly and uncouth. 70 years of bras? No. Bras have been around much longer than that. I know they, really? It's only since the 1940s we had bras? I want to look that up. Okay, yeah, I'm going to look up the history of bras. All right. So, good for us. Okay. All right. Go braless, I guess. I can't tell you guys to do that. I just can't. Now, I do have to tell you, I do have a problem with metal in the bra. If I could give you guys any advice, or ladies, wear bras that don't have metal. I get very nervous about that. And for some people who get eczema or seborrheic dermatitis, etc., inflammatory conditions, I don't think the metal helps. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What do you want it, funny? Or
serious?
You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. Do you really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Bye, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We just got word that North Dakota, the office of the governor of Jack Dalrymple, thank you so much. He has just declared September 10th North Dakota Blood Donation Day. So we have about 8-9 states, governors, and more coming, establishing state blood donation days throughout the country. This is so exciting, and I hope that we could raise as much blood as possible. If you wish to host a drive or donate blood, please go to my website at drdahlia.com and follow the link to National Blood Donation Day. It is a very serious cause that we are trying to assist with. And thank you, Governor Jack Dalrymple, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, for being so supportive. Well done. That's awesome. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love history. I love history. So I found the history of the bra, and this is some interesting stuff, okay? All right. Back in the 14th century, by the way, can I just say I can't stand that the centuries don't match the years? Okay, the 14th century were the 1300s. See, just say they're the 13th century. Like right now, we should be in the 20th century, but we're not. We're in the 21st century, even though it's 26. That really makes no sense to me. They really have to. You know, you are in the first century. I don't get that. Oh, I get it, because from 0 to 100, what century would that be? But you know what? Nobody even... It's moot at this point. Okay, let's just fix it from here on out. So anyway, they say the 14th century, the 1300s, there was something called the bandeau. It, I guess, was if you were a female athlete, wall paintings depicted them wearing these band. I don't know if they were more like bandanas, like tops. They use them for support, or they use them to cover up while playing sports. But apparently, women were playing sports back in the 1300s, so they had to wrap something around. By the 16th century, which is the 1500s. There was a major shift in women's undergarments. Why? Because the corset was introduced. I would have just died if I had to walk around in something like this. And I thought Spanx was bad, but this is really bad. They say women in France embraced it in the early 1500s to achieve the perfect female figure, an inverted cone shape. They flattened the women's breast, pushing the breast upward almost to the point where they were falling out of their dresses. They were made, the reason why the corset was stiff, this is according to goodhousekeeping.com, is because there was a long piece of wood or whale bone sewn into the casing. They, I guess, were very painful, but women wore them and they pretended to like them. Just like, you know, tight jeans or high heels. We can't stand wearing those, but we wear them because it's expected. We women are used to doing things that are very uncomfortable. We just do. Okay, by the late 19th century, so now we're going into the 1800s, there was a shift from corsets to what we now call a girdle. The weaving and the busk, or the whalebone or the wood, moved from the back now to the front. This forced the torso forward, the hips jut outward, and the woman then had more of an S shape. Still, it looked extremely uncomfortable. Okay? Then in 1869, this is probably where bras originally started. Somebody decided to take the corset and split it. So there was a top part and a bottom. And this was called the corselet gorge, where the corset was cut. This was from Hermione Cadoli. Cut a corset into two separate undergarments. The top supported the breast by means of straps, while the lower part was a corset for the waist. In 1905, they started selling the upper, not, it wasn't called a bra yet, but the upper part, in 1905, they actually started selling those separately. Because a lot of women are like, you know, I really don't care about my abs or my butt, just give me something for the boobs. And that's what they did. In 1907, the brassiere was born. Vogue uses the word brassiere or brassiere for the first time. It was added to the Oxford English Dictionary in 1911. So still not called a bra, but it was called a brassiere. In fact, you know what? My grandmother would still call it a brassiere. She never called it a bra. You know, she'd be like, you're due for a brassiere. She'd be yelling at my mom that I needed a bra. Mom's like, I don't want her to wear a bra because she'll start having sex. And grandma's like, she needs a brassiere. Don't get her a bra, get her a brassiere. And she's like, same thing. So anyway, yeah. So yeah, I got my brassiere. In 1910, this is where we finally start to look at the bra in modern sense, okay? There was a lot of comfort issues because once you split up a corset and a bra, we still had some issues. So Mary Phelps Jacob, I don't think she's related to Michael Phelps. Mary Phelps Jacob invented the first modern bra with a pair of silk handkerchiefs and silk ribbons. She decided to take out the whalebone. So, you know, many people were trying to determine which woman should be on the $20 bill. I would have also introduced her as a candidate for inventing a bra with no whalebone. This was the year 1910. By 1920, the slender body, flapper, small-chested look was the in for the 1920s. So corsets were completely ditched, but they kind of opted for these tight bandana or bandeau tops that flatten the breasts to do a more boyish flat figure. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, wait a second. What about big-breasted versus small? Who wore what? Well, by 1932, this is when cup-sized emerged. So the brassiere was eventually shortened to the term bra by the 1930s. Then large-scale production begins. But cup size started to become a thing. They said S.H. Camp and Company correlated sizes of women's breasts to letters of the alphabet, A through D. Adjustable bands were also added to these new bras. Thank you. It's about time. Then the torpedo style bra. During World War II, more and more women were working in the factories, and the bullet torpedo shaped bra gained popularity because they said it offered added protection from women who worked on the production lines. I guess there was some extra padding, and something else would then get hit rather than the rest of the bra. So that was very interesting. And then in 1950s, they started to get more pointy, and I'm not sure what they used to make it look more pointy, but if you look in the 1950s, like Marilyn Monroe, etc., I think the bras were stupid looking, but that's what they did. Okay, in 1964, a Canadian lingerie company designs the Wonder Bra. So for those of us that remember talking about the Wonder Bra in the 80s and 90s, it dates back to 1964. It gave the breast a lift, and it pushed the bust line together. Then, let me see, then prints of the bras, like Mrs. Robinson, that started in late 60s. Then the sports bra came out. What year did the sports bra come out? 1977. The sports bra, originally called jog bra, hit the scene, and that was in 1977. Very popular, very cool. Victoria's Secret debuted in Palo Alto in the year 1977. They say founder Roy Raymond and his wife came up with the idea of a woman's lingerie-only shop because he felt uncomfortable shopping for his wife in department stores. So he makes a lingerie-only, and there comes Victoria's Secret. And then we have the cone bustier from Madonna's Ambition Tour. That made no sense. Her 2012, that 1990s bra sold for $52,000. And then we start to put sequins and bedazzle it by the year 2000. And that's bras. There we go. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.